Chad Kroeger of Nickelback, and you're listening to the amazing Brownie and EJ on Hot FM.
Chad Kroeger from Nickelback joins us on the show. How you doing?
Good morning, Brownie and EJ. Give me some news. Tell me what's going on. How's the weather in Australia? Tell me it's absolutely amazing.
Weather's going all right so far. The funny thing is, the big news is you've caught me on my final day here at Hot FM CQ. You're the last guest, pretty much, that we get to interview together.
I see. It's time to celebrate.
Oh, yes, it is. You've scared him off, Chad. I think that's what's really happened.
My apologies.
We've really got to cut to the chase, Chad. Nickelback has got a bit of a bad rap over the years, and we love Nickelback, don't get us wrong, but there's kind of been this strange title that's been floating around the web of the world's most hated band. How did that start?
Well, I guess when you write rock and roll songs, and they get played on rock and roll radio, and then you write a couple ballads, and they get played on pop stations, and then you write a song like Rockstar, and it gets played on all of the above, including country stations, it makes it really difficult to get away from the band if you're not a fan. And usually when I'm not a fan of someone, I usually only have to switch the dial once. Now, can you imagine disliking something? By the time you get to the third dial, and it's the same band again, you start to loathe and detest that band. Now, for them, my apologies, please, you know, program at least more than five stations on the, you know, on the presets. But for me, in that band, that is the one problem that every artist dreams of having, you know, whether you're a solo artist or a band or whatever it is. Oversaturation is not really my problem. It's the radio station's problem. You guys are playing it. So, I mean, I just make the music.
Guilty.
Just because you guys play it as much as you guys do or did or whatever, you know, whatever the case might be. You know, and those things have started to subside. I mean, you know, we're not getting played on the radio as much as we used to. And things have pulled back a little bit. And it feels like the hate has started to subside a little bit. And we're turning into one of, you know, more of a touring band than we are really that hardcore aggressive, like get out there, go to every radio station and, you know, perform acoustically and da 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 da. Like we were even 4 or 5 years ago. So I understand it. I get it. And nothing really changes in my life. Like, my friends are still my friends. My family's still my family. You know, I love my wife. And every time when we get out on stage to play, there's a lot of people that want to sing along to a Nickelback song. So I understand the hate, but there's too many people out there that think that we take ourselves seriously because they take our music more seriously than we do, and they dislike it.
Hey, Chad, talking about your wife, how can a guy like yourself pick up an amazingly beautiful woman like Avril Lavigne?
Start off by picking up a guitar.
Oh, so you reckon that's where it all comes down to. If you can learn a musical instrument, you're in pretty much.
Yeah, have you ever seen the dude from the Cars?
I can't say I have, no.
Okay. You ever see, like, very mediocre-looking musicians standing next to supermodels or Playboy bunnies or whatever it is?
All the time.
What the F? That's all it takes.
Like Ed Sheeran, for example. Not the best-looking bloke, but man, he can play guitar.
Great guitar player. Great songwriter. Amazing singer. Yeah, very talented. And I'm sure there's no shortage of women that are dying to spend some time with him. And he's sensitive.
Oh, yeah. Now, we've been speaking about Avril just a bit. She's come out and confirmed recently that she's been bedridden and really unwell for months with a terrible disease that she thinks she got from a tick bite last spring. How is she going? Is she on the mend?
On the mend. Doing much better.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, Chad, you're joining us on the show because you're touring Australia next month, the 20th of May. We can catch you in Brisbane. I got something to bring up with you. I don't know where this originated from, and I don't know if you've actually heard of it before, but there's a thing that you do to people's Facebook pages called nickel hacking. Have you heard of this before?
No.
Oh, well, what you apparently do, I don't know where this originated, it's an urban legend. Apparently, if someone leaves their Facebook page open, what you do is you go on there, you write a status about how much you love Nickelback or whatever, something like that, or you go onto the band's page and you like it. But apparently it's supposed to be like a bad thing. How do you guys feel about that?
Anytime something's funny and humorous, it's funny. I mean, we can all discern between humor and someone who's just being plain mean. Anytime that we read anything about ourselves or see something or hear about it, and it's got a really funny twist or it's really clever, we laugh. We laugh at ourselves all the time. We are very self-deprecating. We think it's funny. But, I mean, anybody who's out there that's just being plain old mean, it's just kind of lame. Those are the people that most people don't want to hang out with. It's like every restaurant you go to, the food sucks. Every movie you see sucks. Every song you hear sucks. Mm. And those are the people that find themselves going, hey, how come nobody wants to hang out with me anymore? It's like, I don't know, because you're super jaded and everything's lame to you. And those people find themselves alone.
Do you think that you'd ever block out the haters by doing a roast, kind of like Justin Bieber did? That way you get some revenge and you get to tell everybody else what you think of them?
I'm not opposed to doing a roast. I think it's pretty evident why he's doing it. Justin's gone from being this very loved little talented person who, you know, charmed the socks off of every 13-year-old on the planet to doing a lot of really stupid stuff, endangering people's lives, vandalizing, assault. That's kind of what happens when you give somebody that young the keys to the kingdom. You know, I don't do those things. You know, all I had to do to get really hated was write a bunch of music that got played on the radio too much.
So as a fellow Canadian, can you safely say you're not a believer?
You know what? I wouldn't say this because I want to have hope for him. And I do hope that he comes out of this a changed person. I hope he really does. Well, I think he knows. I mean, obviously he knows that he's done some really silly stuff. And of course, when you're on top, you have to be like literally on your best behavior. I hope he can bounce back from this. I really do. I wish him all the best.
Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, thanks for taking the time out to have a chat to us. We're glad that you're not in the league of Bieber, and he's got nothing on you because you've got Avril Lavigne. She's a babe. Thanks for joining us.
Brownie, EJ, thank you guys so much for taking the time, and I am truly, truly stoked. I cannot wait to get down to Australia.